Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Calhoun counties. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey. Our show is inspired by the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up all over our community to help build what King called a beloved community. Today, we are talking about the 35th Annual Kinetic Sculpture Race. We're going cosmic this year, folks. Janet Emery is the president for life of the Kinetic Sculpture Race. Welcome, Janet.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about 35 years. How is that possible?
Is that just amazing? As far as the Port Townsend race, a man named Jan Anderson had went down and saw it down in Eureka, California at the Grand Champion, which they're having their 50th race this year, and it's huge. Their race course is like almost 35 miles long. It's absolutely insane compared to us. And he had seen it, and then he went to a man named Mike Hale with Hale's Brewery, the owner of it, and told him about this race. And Mike dug into his pocket, handed Jan some money, and said, "Here, put one on in Port Townsend. I'm going to be your big sponsor." And that's basically how it evolved. And through the years, there's been, you know, different presidents. I've been president for 22 years.
Wow.
And I know, a long time. But it's been an amazing journey, you know, seeing these crazy contractions and watching these kinetic kids grow into adults.
So tell us what a kinetic sculpture is.
It is a human-powered, all-terrain art vehicle.
Art vehicle.
An art vehicle, yeah.
Yeah.
With a lot of duct tape and a lot of love.
And they are dressed up and they are pretty and they are outrageous. And if anyone hasn't seen it, you know, really must see this.
Yeah, we've had so many people just like stop and look at us and go, you know, "Wow, what the heck is that?" and stuff, because some of them are so amazing. Some of them are huge and giant and absolutely breathtaking. And then there's the guy that has the inner tube and the little bicycle and the duct tape and the oar.
And it really is a race on three kinds of terrain, right?
Well, I wouldn't really say it's a race, because bottom line is,
tell us who wins.
The guy in the middle.
Literally the guy in the middle.
Literally is the mediocrity award, is our biggest award, and is the guy in the middle.
Oh, you just love that.
Exactly. So it's not really so much a race for say what a race is, but what it is a lot of fun and having them try and stay by the rules and get through.
So, and cheating is not a right, but a privilege.
Oh, yeah.
Explain yourself,
yeah,
Janet.
You better have some good bribes. Bribes get you everywhere with us. I'm just saying.
And you really give them to the judges, right?
Oh, you know, you would not believe the crazy stuff that I have gotten in the 22 years of being president from different race teams to try and get, you know, different awards and stuff, and to be go to the judges and be kind of like, because I let my judges do their job. My job is to make sure that the whole race is running and functioning. That's what my job is. My judges are the ones that go out there, and I have an art judge that goes around each sculpture to see what kind of artistic stuff they have going on. I have an engineering judge that makes sure that it's not going to fall apart before we put it in the bay,
because
we have had that happen. That's not a fun scenario. You know, and then we have the judges, the pageantry. What can you do? How can you sing it? What's your talent? Which is a whole hoop and a lot of fun. And a lot of that goes on Saturday about 1:30 down in front of the American
Legion.
So
the water is on Saturday.
Yes, it is.
And what happens on Saturday night?
Oh, my goodness. Saturday night is our Rose Hips Coronation Ball. We have Eldridge Gravy. Yeah. And the Eldridge Gravy and the Court Supreme. We had them a few years back. They're amazing, amazing. They're kind of got a lot of brass. They got a beautiful girl that's their lead singer. And they just rock the house down. And we're doing the hall. Will be a big cosmic surprise.
And somebody gets crowned.
Oh, yes. That's where we have our Rose Hips Queen coronation. So to be Rose Hips Queen, you have to tell a joke, give a recipe, and have some kind of talent. Now, talent, there is a lot of words talent fits.
It's a broad category.
It's a very big, I've seen people do some stuff that, you know, was interesting, you know, but all in good fun. We had a girl that could play the tuba and hula hoop. She won as queen. We had a girl that did an aquatic dance in a little pool with balloons. I know, right? She won as queen.
What happens at the award assembly, at the award ceremony, and when is that?
Okay, our award ceremony is after the race on Sunday. So Sunday morning, we have a cheap shot at noon. We take off, we go to Fort Worden, we go to Jefferson County Fairgrounds, we go to Safeway, we come home to the Legion. And then we provide a nice dinner for everybody that's there because they've been racing all day. We go through, we have about 30 awards we hand out every year. And the very last one is our mediocrity award. Nobody knows, myself and the court commish knows who that person is, you know? And so we like keep it real on the down low, you know? And,
right.
And it's pretty fun because they are our biggest award. So they get this amazing paver that's made by John Laswinko, and they get a bicycle, a nice bike.
Oh,
we
nice.
Buy them a nice bike every year.
And wow. Now, wait a minute. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, right. It's pretty cool. We encourage people.
So there's a lot to see and to do as a visitor. But what do volunteers do for you? How can someone get involved in this?
My goodness. Without volunteers, I wouldn't be able to put on this race to start with. Every year, we are looking for people that would like to come out and be kinetic cops or people to come out and just help with keeping people out of the road. It's amazing how many people don't pay attention to their children. And these sculptures, some of them are pretty big. And yeah, they stop, but they don't stop on a dime.
Right, yes.
And, you know, we've been very blessed that no one's been run over in a lot of years. Nothing's been run over, should I put it that way? Nothing's been run over in a lot of years. We had a sculpture take out a little Honda car down by Waterfront Pizza when we used to go in the water there.
Oh, my gosh.
Back in early 90s.
So you need some fairly physically fit, agile people to be able to...
Well, no, not always.
Okay.
We need people on street corners, you know, handing out bottled water, pointing these people in the right direction. We need people to help serve food at our dinner that we put on. We need safety boats, people out in the water, because we have, if something goes south, we need to have as many boats in the water to help out because we do have kid teams.
Right.
And yeah. They have to have their, you know, we have to make sure that they're safe. So we need all the boats that we can get. If anybody has a boat or a kayak or something and would like to come out and join us, that would be awesome. So the Thursday before the race, which is the 5th of October, we have a meeting down at the Legion at about 6 o'clock talking about what and where and how and what we need and invite anybody to come out and join us.
Now, that's for volunteers for the actual event.
Yes.
Right. Are there things you need done before October? And what's the date of this event again?
Our event starts October 6th and runs through the 8th.
Right. So is there anything you need done before then?
Well, from what I understand, my head judge, Marilyn Carrata, which is just a beam of light in my world, she has a whole crew that works down at a kinetic lab. So if you're interested in volunteering there with making aliens, stars, all kinds of weird stuff like that, go to our Facebook, the Great Port Townsend Bay Kinetic Sculpture Race, and they'll give you a link on how to get involved in that.
That's great. So there are lots of ways to be involved, asking for lots of different skills.
Absolutely.
And not highly skilled either. Handing out water. Anyone can do that, really. So who is coming to this? Do you have, how many groups, how many sculptors do you have are planning for?
A lot of people don't get themselves registered prior to the race. They show up Friday and say, hey, I'm here. And I'm like, or in that last week. So I would say we'll have probably about anywhere from 17 to 20, 25. No more than 25. We really kind of
max it out 25.
Yeah.
Right. And you always get pretty close to 17.
I mean, yes.
It's always pretty full. So tell me about Saturday.
So Saturday is an amazing day. We start with our fabulous wannabe parade down the center of Water Street. We gather up down at the bank there by Dawn's Pharmacy. And we parade down and we have all kinds of groups hopping on board to be in our parade.
What time is that?
That starts at noon. at high noon, by the way. And then we do our parade. And when we get down to the Legion, the sculptures go up the hill, up Monroe, and get staged. So then they have to be tested. They have to have breaks. They have to go through Michael Bittman, our course commander, and have everything looked at to make sure it's okay that they have safety vests, a whistle, a triangle, an orange triangle on the back. Then they go to the pageantry, and then they get staged. So after all of them are down, we do a cheap shot. That means we fire up in the air. They start. They'll go around the block, going to Point Hudson, go around the block, and down into the water. They go in the water and go all the way down to in front of the Admiralty on that pier. They get an alien. They get sent back. And then they get out of the water. They go around the loop. And then they took it off the clock.
So what time, about what time do you go into the water?
Probably, I'd say about 1:30.
1:30. Okay.
But that doesn't mean the day is over, because we have been blessed with this lovely lady named Gabriella. And she is part of the STEM and the high school robotics and all of these amazing kids. And they are, and the University of Washington is also involved in this. They are going to be doing all kinds of cool stuff right there on the plaza and in the Polk Marine building. So we're encouraging people to check it out. I know that we are putting up a big tank to do the high school robotics underwater stuff. So,
oh my gosh,
it's all this really cool engineering and what it's all about. How do you make this stuff work?
And this is the last big event of the year.
Yes, we are.
It's the bookend of our season. And the best way to get information is to go on Facebook, right? That's the best way. Is there a phone number that people can call if they want to? Or do you just prefer them go on Facebook?
I would prefer them going on Facebook.
Thanks, Janet. I will definitely be there. I can't wait to be there. And I will see you on Saturday the 7th of October.
Unless you want to come out on the Friday night, we do a wonderful welcome party at the Old Whiskey Mill. And all the sculptures are parked out front, and it's usually the Port Townsend Chimicum rival game.
Oh my gosh.
Great excitement going on.
This is wonderful. Thank you so much. Everybody Can is a production of KPTC.org at 91.9. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey. Our production coordinator and today's engineer is Mike Schletzer. And I thank programming manager Larry Stein and all the volunteers at KPTC who bring us eclectic music along with local news and conversation here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org.